Yeah, baby. Now we're going to be diving headfirst into the magical, mysterious, and often underappreciated world of film scores. You know, those epic tunes like this one that I'm pretty sure that I have permission to use from a copyright perspective, that make you feel like you've run through a battlefield, fallen in love in slow motion, and done so much more, maybe fought an intergalactic war. These are things that happen. Joining us now on 2SER Breakfast, composer Joel Wilkinson, who has scored short films, contemporary dance pieces, art installations, audiobooks, concept albums, running an event this weekend called Composing Music for Film with the Inner City Council. Please welcome to 2SER Breakfast, Joel.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty all right, thank you. All the better for having you here with us on the show. Do you like that soundtrack, that Star Wars soundtrack?
Oh, look, Star Wars is a classic. It's probably not quite the thing that got me into it, but I can definitely hum most of the tunes, that's for sure.
What was the film composition that first set you down this path in life?
Oh, look, I think the best film score of all time, and the one that really inspired me, was Howard Shore's score to Lord of the Rings. Just incredible work. The thematic writing in that is fantastic. He wrote something like 190 themes for various characters and weaves them all in together. Fantastic. So it's I think it's brilliant.
That's an important part of the film soundtrack, isn't it? You've sort of got to be able to reinforce the story that's being told on screen, as well as create music that is powerful and compelling in its own right. How do you balance that sort of thing, like supporting a film's narrative while still maintaining a personal style as a composer?
Well, it's challenging, right? Because your role as a film composer is to serve the film, not necessarily your own musical interests.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we try and write themes to show various characters. We try and use music, harmony, melody to create a sense of emotion and hopefully drive the plot of the movie forward.
Yeah.
Without getting in the way. It's very easy to overdo it when it comes to film scoring. But it's finding that balance of something that's memorable, that's listenable, but also really, really supports the story well.
If you're scoring something, do you go in with a preconceived notion of what you want it to be like, or do you have to like watch the film first?
Usually for me, I very much watch the film first. I think the film really impacts the way that I think about the score. The visuals will have an impact on the sort of orchestration that you use. The editing has an impact on your rhythm and timing. And I think all of that gives me a lot more of a sense than trying to start before. There's projects I have started before.
Yeah.
But I think it works out better when I watch the film first.
There's been a huge shift in how composers use technology, from digital sound libraries to AI-assisted composition. How do you incorporate technology and advances in technology into your process?
Well, look, I wouldn't be a composer without technology. And technology has really been part of composition even since the invention of, you know, the piano or the harpsichord before that. Technology has allowed composers to easily display their ideas. You know, most of the work that I do, we're using digital sound libraries to give directors a sense of what the final vision will be. But I think it's really important to still have that human element, getting live players to play the scores, because there's something that a human musician brings that computers just simply can't. There's a intentionality to it. You can write the dots on the page, but it's only when someone turns that into music that it's actually something.
Excellent. And tell us a bit about this workshop that you'll be holding on Saturday. How did you get involved, and who should turn up, do you reckon?
Sure. Well, we got involved with this with the Inner West Council last year. I scored a film that ended up winning the Librarian's Choice Award for their Young Creatives Film Festival that they have. And one of the things that we noticed in that competition was that most of the films were using royalty-free music, or even in a lot of cases, songs, copyrighted music. And there didn't seem like young directors were getting involved with young composers and collaborating together to work on these stories. And so we wanted to create a couple of workshops that helped to sort of demystify the process, particularly for young directors on how to work with composers, and then also for young composers to hopefully give them some inspiration and some feedback on what they're doing. Hopefully sort of bring those two worlds together. You know, as film composers, we need directors, we need films to be made. And I think films need music. I think music
Yeah,
is a really important part
that's hand
of
in
the
hand.
storytelling process.
Yeah, well, as part of that, you'll be breaking
100%.
down some epic film scores as part of the event, won't you?
100%. Yeah, we're going to be taking a bit of a dive into the score from How to Train Your Dragon
Oh, yes.
and looking at how some of its themes evolve throughout the film and combine in various ways to tell the story. It's going to be fantastic.
There's some light motifs in that one, aren't there?
100%.
Zach, look at me
100%.
using the slang. You've had great success with your composition in the Young Creatives Awards last year. Walk me through that experience.
Yeah, it was interesting. I've worked with the director of that film, Ira Friedberg, before on a couple of his projects. And he phoned me up and went, "I'm submitting this thing in 4 days. Can you write something for me?" And I did.
Hey, well.
It was an interesting experience, sort of trying to pump something out that fast. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with the end result.
Good stuff. I imagine breaking into the film industry must be fairly tough. Not everyone has the option for their director friends to call them and say, I need a film soundtrack in 4 days. What advice do you have for young composers trying to get their foot in the door?
Well, I'm not going to lie and say that it's not a challenging industry. But one of the things that I would encourage you is that there is a lot of work in various areas as a composer. So I don't just work in film scoring. I work conducting bands. I'm currently the musical director of the Australian Christian Orchestra, where I write a lot of music for them. And so I think, particularly as a younger composer, the more opportunities that you can create for yourself in various areas of music, the better. You know, film composition is wonderful, but it can be a bit unreliable sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, having things that can tide you over and expand your musical skills and palette is, I think, fantastic.
Joel Wilkinson, you'll be there at Haberfeld Library this Saturday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, running the workshop Composing Music for Film Amateurs. This cost.
I think it's free.
It is free. That was a trick question. I was being the Vader and you were being the Skywalker in that one, and you fell right into my trap, Wilkinson.
Well, I hope you're not my father.
No, that'd be weird, right? If I am, like, I owe you a gang of birthday presents. Hopefully, offering you the opportunity to appear on 2SER Breakfast might go some way to resolving all
Well,
of that.
thank you.
I really appreciate your time. Joel Wilkinson, I will put all of the details how people can register for the event Composing Music for Film, an introduction to film score happening this Saturday, 2nd of August, from 1 in the afternoon at Haberfeld Library. Shout outs to Inner West Council for doing that once, and shout outs to you, Joel Wilkinson, for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
No worries.
You have a
My
good day.
pleasure.